Foreign Language Learner Podcast.
Hi there. This is Living in the COVID-19 Pandemic Podcast. My name is Marina Vasquez, and I am in the third year of language and literature major at IBUC-UNESP. The purpose of this podcast is answering the following question. What is the most important thing I have learned during the COVID-19 pandemic? My idea on the development of this project came up by doing one of the things I love the most, which is reading. I have always been a bookaholic since I was very little, but I had never stopped to think about the role of fiction in our lives as the way I did during the pandemic. Its importance started revealing when I read one of my favorite literary critics' texts, Antônio Cândido's A Literatura e a Formação do Homem. In here, we discover how innate is humankind's need for fantasy, once men have always created narratives which main purpose was to explain the origin of things, such as mythological and folklorical tales through, for example, being both of them oral literature manifestations. In a daily aspect, we have anecdotes and jokes we tell each other. But what about literature, and more specifically, fantasy's role in a context in which we have a virus that can be lethal and forbids us maintaining social contact? Well, as we have seen before, stories are ways of running away from a brutal reality. It has always been some sort of relief when facing the unknown, in this case, the unseen. By drowning in a story, it is possible to live another reality in which freedom is possible and not dangerous. Stories are responsible for reminding us about historical events, and so some of them keep inside themselves a pre-pandemic world. We cannot say that literature's role is creating some sort of escape once a book and text speaks by itself, is independent, and communicate differently to each person. However, it's the limitless possibilities created by a story that gives itself some sort of power and that turns the literary text experience a variety of possibilities, creating a nominal feeling related to it. I was able to experience by myself and through some friends of mine the importance attributed to literature and arts in general during the pandemic. Having this said, if there is one thing that literature taught me is how unbearable real world can be, and how innate is our need for stories that helps us escape from a reality that can be cruel to our society as a whole. What about you, listener? What contribution has literature or some other sort of art brought to your quarantine existence? And so it is. Again, my name is Marina, and this was Living in the COVID-19 Pandemic Podcast. Thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Foreign Language Learner Podcast. And thanks to UNESP's International Relations Office and Undergraduate Studies Provost, PodBILC, PAPERC, and Teletandem Laboratory for supporting this initiative.